The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Never miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Yeah, you guys are so gay. Gay, 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 gay.
Legs in the air.
All right, we have a follow-up here from the guy who is married to the bisexual woman.
Right.
17 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're married?
Yeah. We read it earlier.
Okay.
I'll read it again. My wife is bi. You never get tired of threesome.
Oh, that guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Married for 17 years. Six girlfriends in the rotation. So we asked some questions. He's answered us. We do sleep together without the girlfriends on occasion. Also, the other girls aren't on any rotating schedule. There's no planning. It just kind of happens. Some of the girls have been a one-time thing. Others are reoccurring. We do have kids. One is older, moved out. One is still at home in her teenage years. I think the wife has been open with the teen about freedom of sexuality. My daughter even went through a phase of dating some girls. Tyler, they were not of age, so hotness doesn't matter. He feels the need to address you.
Shut up.
But we have never been caught with someone.
Oh, so they do it somewhere else?
No, I suppose they do it in the bedroom, but
I know.
Lock it up.
You hear three people moaning, it's different.
Yeah, there's an extra moan in there.
And then early in the show, we had an email that referenced a BBF.
And we were sticking butt stuff, big, beautiful, what?
This makes sense. It's your bisexual best friend.
All right. Well, that's push for me.
I'm your best friend?
Don't confuse hermaphrodites and bisexual.
Now you tell me.
Right. It's hard to catch up on all the internet acronyms.
All my other best friends are straight puss. That's why you're top of the list.
Like, you don't spend much time on Reddit, but you should.
No, I had Reddit. I got it on my app, and I started looking at it, but the writing was too small.
I like it because
I got to wear my glasses.
Well, first of all, there's no memes on Reddit.
Oh, good.
And it's edited.
What do you mean by edited?
Well, they throw out dumb comments. I mean, it goes off the rails.
There's moderators.
There's moderators. So, yeah, sometimes, you know, they'll post something up, and when you go to the comments, it goes off the rails. But there's all kinds of acronyms on Reddit that you have to learn. You pick up along the way.
Oh, like big, beautiful butts.
No, like TIL.
This is Reddit, right? Okay.
TIL means today I learned.
All right.
Or TIFU, today I effed up, and then they tell a story.
Got it. All right. It took me, like, forever. SMH?
Shaking my head.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't know that for 5 years. And every time I wanted to ask somebody, I forgot to ask them.
There's SMH.
Google them.
You're just Google for half a decade.
I swear to God, I'm not lying that much, Nick. I saw SMH on people's texts, not personally to me, but I'd see stuff on Facebook, and I'm thinking, what does that mean? Then I lost interest in the backswing, and I never asked until
You got to Google it, so then you don't have to seem stupid by asking somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I asked everybody on the air, and it does sound stupid. I get it, but, you know.
You could put more emphasis on it by going SMFH.
Yeah, I've seen that SMDH as well.
My damn head.
Yeah.
Shaking my damn head. All right. Okay, I'm looking at Reddit right now. These are just random stuff that people are just talking about, right?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. You see any acronyms that you don't know?
No.
I think I'm pretty well versed.
There are memes in there.
In the Reddit
speak
now.
There are memes in Reddit.
Are there?
Yeah, right there.
It must be one of the subreddits I'm on that doesn't allow memes.
That's all memes.
Which I kind of like. Yeah. Facebook's full of memes. Yeah. I get a meme full from Facebook every day.
It's memey.
That's right.
By the way. I heard somebody do that again this weekend. Where was that?
Family Guy.
That was it. Mm-hmm. That was it.
Family Guy did
that
the bit.
It.
Right. And it's pronounced memey.
They did the memey bit, right? Yeah, Craig.
It's that guy with the bisexual wife. Right. The girlfriends must be bisexual as well if they're willing to get into bed.
Yeah, exactly. Too. Yeah. Exactly. Now, we have another email. Read that one. My guy that has a bisexual girlfriend, but she wants him he can't touch.
Oh yeah,
you get that email. This is a cuck thing, and that's what.
Hi, fellas. I'm engaged to a bisexual
cuck,
woman.
Like to watch, right?
One night at the bar, she started hitting on the smoking hot bartender, and the threesome topic came up. She said she'd be open to the idea of a threesome as long as I didn't touch or be touched by the other woman. I told her I wouldn't let her make me a cuck. She got mad. Topic never came up again.
Well, he's right.
So was the bartender a chick?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But she can't touch. He can't touch the chick.
Nope.
Well, it's not a threesome.
It's not a threesome then. Right. It's just sitting in the corner.
Yeah.
You know.
Some people are into that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's Todd. You mean?
Well, some people would rather participate.
Yeah, he could be touching his girl, while she was touching the other girl.
Right. But
yeah.
But no other touching.
Or himself.
Yeah.
Todd is sharing again. Todd is sharing again.
But he's not up for that.
She's not up for that.
No, she is.
Yeah, but she doesn't want him to touch. Show up. It's not a threesome then.
No.
He's right about that.
That seems like a really big restriction on a threesome.
It's two very close twosomes.
Right. You're gonna get, yeah.
It's like a duplex. They share a wall.
Somebody's getting airlocked. Right.
The duplex threesome?
Yeah. They share a wall, but they don't actually, it's not the same.
Yeah. You can't go in the other house.
No.
Todd on the email was with you, too. He didn't know SMH was shaking my head.
Thank you, Todd.
He thought it was so much hate.
I didn't want to. I couldn't figure it out.
Up until a month ago.
And every time I wanted to ask somebody, I figured I didn't want to ask anybody. And then I just let it go, and then I forgot about it again.
We're watching an episode of that show, A Teacher, that we've talked about.
Yeah, I love that show.
And the disclaimer came up at the beginning. And I looked at my wife. I said, Todd thought that meant she was going to get a haircut.
That's right.
She went grooming. And she looked at me. She went, he did not think that.
Yes,
I went,
oh,
no, he did. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah, he did.
It involves grooming. You thought it was a haircut.
Yeah, but
you thought it was sexually haircut-wise.
She's not grooming that guy. She's taking advantage of him.
That's grooming.
That's hardly grooming.
No, that's the same thing.
They groom him before they take advantage.
Right. That's the same thing.
I've heard of grooming in the context of, well, they're grooming him to be the next president. It's usually a career thing.
I know exactly what they meant.
Yeah, but she's doing nice things for him. She's taking it. She's trying. She's seeming like
she groomed him into having
interest.
Sex. Yeah, it could be used both
ways.
You were into the sixth episode now, and it's so obvious that she's a predator.
Yes.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She says that.
And this is why I was hesitant to get into this show in the first place, because now when Craig does teacher banging student stories, I'm going to have sympathy for both sides.
Oh, I do. The guy that falls in love with his teacher gets heartbroken. Of course, the ones that do that, I feel sorry for. But I've met guys that have had sex with their teachers that weren't in love with them and had a great time.
Yeah. But I bet you a lot of those dudes
like that.
But a ton of them fall in love.
Oh, I think they do, too.
Probably.
We've heard those stories. Yeah.
Well,
that's not going to ruin these stories for
me. Any high school guy tends to fall in love with the first woman that bangs him.
Once again, we've known high school guys that have had sex with their teachers and they didn't fall in love with them.
Assuming you actually get laid in high school.
Right. your teacher.
And they can be detached. But this guy is not detached. He's in love with her.
No, he's totally in love with her, yeah.
And she's manipulating him.
Yeah, she's gorgeous. She's a redhead, Craig. You enjoy that. A little auburn kind of hair.
I do.
And a spinner with big cans.
Five foot two.
Yeah.
And she's got a job.
Yeah. For now.
Yeah.
It was on this date in 2012. You might remember where you were when Barack Obama gave Led Zeppelin a prestigious award for contributing to American culture.
See, that's cool. That is cool.
Because they're worthy.
Yes.
Well, you also heard what he said lately, here in the last couple of days. One of his great regrets from office was not giving Dolly Parton the Presidential Medal of Freedom.
Yeah, he should have. I guess when they all leave, they forget about guys they should have done it for.
Well, his boy can do that.
Yeah. Oh, Biden can.
Biden can do that, and he should.
I think that's what Obama said about it. He's like,
she's more than worthy.
Oh yeah, and she's a libtard too,
and a common senser.
Oh yeah,
didn't she throw a bunch of money
at one of the drug companies? Right?
It was Vanderbilt.
Right?
I think it was the Vanderbilt Hospital.
Right.
Yeah, she's big about loving everybody.
Right.
Yeah. And takes the COVID seriously.
Right.
She's a sheep.
Damn right.
Right.
Damn right she is.
Turns out teeth grinding is up about 60% nationwide since the pandemic began. Dentists polled by the American Dental Association are not only treating cracked teeth and sore jaws, but more cavities and periodontal disease.
Oh, this is based on dentists. They're just calling people up saying, hey, you're grinding your teeth more since the pandemic?
That's right.
Are your jaws sore? That's what I always call people.
Most patients grind or clench their jaw while sleeping, often because of stress or anxiety.
Yeah, I wear a mouthpiece.
Right. Are your jaws sore and your canines down to a nub?
Yeah, I got a dentist appointment in a couple of weeks, and I'm thinking about skipping it.
Well, I haven't gone to the dentist since this thing started.
I had one in June.
I've been brushing my teeth, but I'm going to wait until this is
over.
This would
be my second pandemic visit to the to the dentist. I'm looking at it now going, probably don't need to do that.
No. I had one, too. I opted out.
Well, with all the precautions you're taking, you want somebody sticking their fingers in your mouth.
No, I'm not going to go either.
It seems unnecessary. Like, right. I don't have a toothache. I don't, nothing's going wrong. No. That's just
And
put
you can technically,
off.
You could go years. You can go a while without getting your teeth cleaned.
And I'm sure the
Most
dentists
people do.
Are taking all the precautions.
They are. Sure mine are, too.
They are, absolutely. Even in June when I was there, they were, but it just seems like I don't need to do that.
I didn't even have my yearly checkup, regular doctor either, because I just didn't want to go.
No, I put that off, too. Mm-hmm.
Middle seats no longer blocked on Southwest Airlines.
Woohoo!
Delta and Alaska Airlines will continue blocking middle seats into next year. Hawaiian Airlines will keep middle seats blocked for two more weeks.
Well, I don't have any plans to fly anywhere anytime soon, so.
Do you think you'd still be safe, Todd?
Oh, yeah, because nobody wants to sit beside you anyway. Especially you walk down the aisle backwards and then sit down.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. Do that. With a mask and sunglasses in the back of your head. Just avoid everybody. Who's this freak? Don't sit by him.
You'd freak everybody out if you came back from the bathroom walking backwards. Just stared at everybody in their seats.
You're right. You'd be staring at them.
Just give him a little head nod.
People were flying, though. I just see those. I saw those pictures of Thanksgiving weekend. I thought, man. It just looks...
Did it look like any other Thanksgiving weekend?
It looks COVID-y.
Just packed?
Yes.
It did, just with masks.
Yes, just with masks, right.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Members of a group that took down and hauled away a mysterious monolith discovered in a remote corner of the Utah desert says that they... did it because it was causing more harm than good. A couple of members of the group that removed the monolith confirmed on social media that they took the structure down. One posted on the Instagram that the artist who created the monolith damaged the environment by making a 2-foot deep gouge in the sandstone while setting it up. Also condemned the hundreds of people who flocked to the area to see it, damaging the landscape and leaving behind trash.
Oh, you can't condemn the people that went to look for it because you put it up. Everybody's going to go, well, if you live in that area, you'd go look for that. Of course you would.
How did they figure out where it was?
I don't know. Geeks like you figured it out and shared it.
They started looking on the Google Earth and the Google Maps.
They started comparing the rock formations behind it to things that you could see from Google Earth, and they figured it out.
Because the Google Earth pictures are not recent.
No, but once again.
But those rock formations don't change.
Yeah, there are people who can figure that out, Todd.
But that it's been up for how many years?
They
Five?
Think, like, yeah, about that.
Okay, so it might have showed up, but you'd have to know exactly where to look on Google Earth.
But they said it was in, you could narrow it down to probably a pretty small area because it was in, in a national park or something.
No, the only information I got at first was the Utah desert. It wasn't until they found it and it was going away that they mentioned, it was in the outside of Canyonlands National Park. So.
Well,
previous
yeah,
to
they
that.
Did that on purpose so that regular people wouldn't just run out there.
Okay.
You had to actually, be involved in a group or know, in the right group of people that could actually look for it on the interwebs and then tell you where it was.
Well, the guys that found it and took it away had nothing to do with the Westworld set, which is where it originally came from.
There's no mention of Westworld in this.
And they put it in a wheelbarrow and took it back to the road and
they broke
it
down.
Yeah.
They broke it down, put it in a wheelbarrow. The guy that took pictures of him taking it down went over and he actually cleaned up their mess.
Good.
Because they didn't realize that they had dropped a few rivets and whatnot. He went up and, you know, went over and picked up some of that stuff.
So they packed it in, but these guys packed it out. They took care of it.
Well, apparently they know the guy that put it up in the first place.
It's like that guy orgy. These guys packed it in and the other guys packed it out.
Put your legs in the air.
And then, you know, there was a lot of human waste left behind. By that, I mean excrement.
I saw that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
They're having a lot of...
Clean up your crap.
There's a tide of human waste problem, right?
That is why.
A tide of human waste.
Yeah, that's why they say that it did more harm than good. Because people were just coming out there, leaving their trash, messing up the sandstone and whatnot.
You gotta poop in the desert.
You gotta poop. You gotta poop.
Well, pack it out.
Yeah.
Bury it in the sand.
I pick up my dog's poop every day when I'm walking it. I know how to do it.
Even these guys who throw, like, banana peels. And apples, just because they're biodegradable, that's still trash.
It is.
And it takes a long time for them to break down. It's still littering because animals will come along and they'll eat that trash. You know, it can get into the rest of the ecosystem. So you don't even throw banana peels or, you know, oranges or something that you think is biodegradable because it takes a long time for that to break down.
Just eat your orange peel.
Yes.
Or put it in the trash.
It's good for you.
Pack it out.
Banana peel, just eat the peel.
What do you do when you scat in the woods, Todd?
I dig a hole.
And you bury it with your back legs?
Kicks dirt over it.
Right.
With
should be your front legs because you're walking backwards.
I wipe my ass.
By scooting along the forest floor.
I put whatever I wipe my ass with in the trash, and I pack it out, and then I bury the... I put dirt on top of the hole.
You scat the poop? Okay.
Yeah.
So you just have to carry dirty toilet paper around for a while?
No.
Good question.
It could be clean toilet paper. Oh, yeah, but the dirty
not
toilet
after you're
paper.
Done with it.
Yeah, the dirty toilet paper is in your hand or your pocket until you get to the trash.
He will freely,
your pocket?
He will freely piss his own tent, though. He's careful with number two, but number one, he'll give it to you.
Just let it fly.
Yeah, I went hiking over the weekend. When I got to the trailhead, it was like,
you had to poop?
I got to poop.
All right.
So I...
squatted?
I have a roll of toilet paper in my truck.
You find a log and lean over. I pooped outside before. Don't get me wrong.
No, I went a long way into the field, dug a hole, took a dump, wiped my ass, brought the toilet paper.
Give a little shovel to dig the hole?
Yeah.
Okay. Is it a poop shovel or just one of those?
It's a small shovel.
In case you run into a drifter you want to kill.
Little small camp folding shovel thing?
No, it's bigger than that.
Oh, okay.
It's actually a one-piece shovel. I don't like those camping shovels. They fall apart too easy.
Okay.
Anybody ever walk by the trail while you're off the trail taking a dump?
No, I was pretty well hidden.
That's good.
All of you yells, hey, dude, I'm over here.
With my goat.
And the trail wasn't that busy.
Dude, I'm bent over, but I'm not pooping.
You're not looking around like a dog does just to see if anybody's coming?
That's right.
Want to stand behind me while I walk backwards?
When I hiked this trail a few weeks ago, I got there. I had to poop.
So you pooped in Council Bluffs? You pooped in Iowa?
I didn't have... any toilet paper in the truck at the time, so I grabbed some disposable masks. And then Christy said to me, why don't you just use those wipes you have in your truck? I said, that would have been a good idea. I have like four packs of wipes in the truck, but I never thought to wipe
my ass.
That's
why you keep
her
around. She's got the ideas.
Oh.
You gave your ass the pandemic special.
I walk through my neighborhood, and when I got to go, I have to just squeeze my legs and walk real quick to the house because I can't poop in neighborhoods. They frown on
that. They don't let you do that.
Well, you're already new in the neighborhood, and that's not a way to make friends.
You're digging a hole in the neighbor's yard.
How you doing, man? Got to poop.
Nice to meet you.
Got to poop.
Of course, that is one way to meet your neighbors.
Well, yeah.
But you're right. If you're camping, it's ideal to find a log that you can sit on.
Yeah.
And just hang your ass off the back of the log.
Damn right.
Yeah. It's more comfortable that way. Less squatting.
Yeah. All right, move on from the poop conversation, Craig.
Never thought sitting on a log with no pants on would be the comfortable option.
It actually is.
Yeah, it is. I've done that in a while.
Easier on your knees.
Right. I mean, you can squat, but it's more comfortable to be sitting on a log. Right. You can take it all in that way.
You choose a campsite because there's a pooping log nearby.
Yeah, as Charmin says, enjoy the go.
This is a good campsite. We got a pooping log over there.
Yeah,
old diaper Todd.
Any good campsite has one of those. Or I could just do like the president and wear a diaper whenever I camp. Although he don't camp. He just poops in a diaper.
What you do in those diapers?
Big, massive dumps.
Yeah, but it's going to be tough to find guys to go camping with you if changing your diaper is part of going out with you.
Whose time is turns to change Todd?
Not it.
Wrong reason for legs in the air.
That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
That's why I'd like to go camping with Trump, because me pissing the tent doesn't seem so bad. He's over there crapping himself.
Yeah.
Check this out.
I will see you and raise you.
Right.
I'd watch that show.
I just have to say something to upset him, and he'd take a dump in his pants.
He's looking for a new gig, new reality show. Todd and Trump camping.
Police in Czechoslovakia said they were looking for a rifle stolen from a hunter by a deer. Police said the deer was surprised by a dog. He got up, rushed at the hunter, walked past him, tearing the left sleeve of his jacket, the rifle hanging from the hunter's left shoulder, fortunately unloaded, slipped onto the antlers of the deer, and disappeared with the animal.
Man.
The tables have turned.
I'm picturing that. Are you picturing the deer like a cartoon up in the woods behind a tree with it aimed right at back at the guy?
Yeah.
Wishing for another finger so he could pull the trigger.
Right. I'm always wishing for another finger.
It'd be easier for the deer, too, because the hunters are all dressed in bright orange.
Right.
There he is.
A little later, another hunter saw the deer with the rifle still stuck in its antlers about a mile from where it was stolen. I've heard nothing since.
That's so hilarious. Wait. All that guy's buddies are going to ride him every day. Remember when that deer took your rifle, Dick?
Do they wear orange?
If you're deer hunting, you do, yes.
Really? That's not a violation of your freedoms?
Well, if you don't wear orange, you get shot.
If they tell you to wear orange, you comply like a sheep?
There was a guy killed in Minnesota by another guy because they didn't have orange on him.
And have they been telling people now that this deer is to be considered armed and dangerous?
Oh, so they wear orange.
You're going to continue the search?
I like that.
They wear orange as a precaution?
Yeah, somebody shoots you.
Even though only 1% of hunters ever get shot by other hunters, you still be a sheep and wear orange so somebody doesn't shoot you just to be safe?
Pussies.
Yeah, Nick said it right.
Yeah. Get out there and wear some camo and put some antlers on. Like a real man, like a real hunter.
Sheep.
Wear a mask.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.